The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for the Fiddipidations Worldwide Half Marathon in October 2007. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email at theextramile2007@gmail.com.
Episode number 2 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I'm Kevin, and I hope you had a great week of training. Mine went very well. More about that later. I'd like to say thanks very much for all of your very, very flattering feedback we got from episode number 1. And I'm not sure if it's because we actually did that great of a job, or because you, like me, are pretty much starved for running podcasts. If you're like me, you download everything you can get your hands on in the way of a running podcast, whether it's Fiddipidations, running from the Reaper, running adventures, the Zen Runner, Gravity at 1053, any of them. You head out the door on Monday, and by Wednesday, you've pretty much listened to all of them. And you find yourself sitting around like you just watched the last episode of 24, and you're waiting for more. In any case, we do appreciate all your feedback. In this week's episode, Chris, Nigel, and I will all give you updates on how our training's going, what we've been up to in the last week, and we'll also have a guest or two. And I hope when you're done listening, you sit back and think, how cool was that? I wish I'd have gotten involved. And then get to it. Send us something. Send us your audio file and what you've been doing, what race you're running, how your training's going. If you have no way of recording, just type out your email and send it to us. We'll read it. We'll make you famous. Also, since I'm assuming that just about everybody who's listening right now is running, we're going to add a little bit of pod-safe music in the middle. And how about when we hit that music, crank it up a bit, lengthen your stride, put your head down, and hit it for a couple of minutes a little harder. Also, we're going to introduce a new segment of the show where you can get all of those nasty training tips and questions answered that you might have. Be more about that at the end of the show too. So enjoy your run and let's do the extra mile.
Well, good morning from a very, very wet and windy towpath in Staffordshire in the UK. This is Nigel, just giving you my first update on my training for the Worldwide Half, and this is week 1, and I've got to say it's not been a good week for running. Things have been pretty busy at work. It's been hard to fit in the runs that I was hoping to do. I just about managed to get some mileage in at about 25 miles this week, but it wasn't the type or quality of running that I was looking for, and it certainly wasn't as per the program. So I'm pretty disappointed in week one, I've got to say. Weather's been horrendous as well, so it's been really difficult to get out. So not a good start to the program, which I'm a bit disappointed about. I'm pretty sure I can bounce back. My weight's good, keeping my weight, no injuries. So I'm eating well as well, so I'm in a pretty good position to have a good training session, but things have been a little bit against me this week. Also, I need to give you an update with the event that I'm doing. I actually completely got it wrong. The Congleton half marathon I was hoping to do isn't on this year. I'd actually gone to the Runners World website, looked at the event page, and the details are actually for last year's event. I didn't notice. It said 2006, not 2007, so it's not even odd. So I made a complete mess of that, I'm afraid. But now I'm looking at an alternative event, which is potentially the Kenilworth half marathon, which is the weekend before the Worldwide Half, which is what I was planning for anyway. So that's penciled in the diary at the moment. Anyway, that's it for this update. Hope your training's going well, and it'd be really nice if we put your submission in to the Extra Mile podcast. It'd be great to hear from you. Anyway, hope the running's going well, hope the training's going well. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. Everybody, this is Kevin, and this is my first update to the Extra Mile podcast. You will remember from last week, hopefully, that I had a couple of races in mind. One in mid-September, and one in late October that I wanted to run. And I laid out my training and sent it to John Ellis for some help. Hi. Well, John's been pretty busy lately, so I haven't gotten a training plan back from him yet. So what I thought I'd do while I waited for that is improvise. And add a couple of my own quality runs, as it were, to my training. Last week was a pretty good training week for me. Although very hot here in Cincinnati, where I train. I ran 6 days. Actually, I took Saturday off and ran 39 miles total. What I did was, on Wednesday of last week, I added some hill workout. There's a hill about a mile from the gym where I run from. So after a leisurely 1 mile warm up, I did 3 hill repeats. Now this hill is about a quarter mile long, 15 to 20% grade. It's pretty steep. I pretty much didn't care about my pace at all. I just didn't want to stop. So I ran to the top, and at the top, turned around and jogged very slowly back down, making sure to go slow enough to catch my breath again. And then turned around, did it again. So I did 3 of those. And then a slow jog back to my gym. So that was on Wednesday. On Friday, I actually did my long run. If you've followed my blog at all, you'll know that my wife and I had a baby about 3 months ago. So it's put a little bit of a cramp in when I can get out, which is okay. So I did my long run
on Friday. Now, what I'd like to do is run my half marathons at about a 2-hour pace, which, if I recall right, is about a 9:10 pace. I did my long run, which was, by the way, about 9.2 miles, at a pace of 10 minutes and 10 seconds. That included 3 walking breaks as well. So I suppose if I could get rid of those walking breaks, my pace would have been sub 10. But once again, I'm not really sure what pace I would be doing. I just wanted to get started this week. So that's it for me this week. Everybody have a good week. Hopefully I will have a little bit better plan next week from John, and I can adjust my training for the week.
This past week's been a good training week. I've stuck to my schedule. My schedule, which consists of running anywhere between 25 and 30 miles a week currently. It varies depending on pretty much where I'm at for my long run. I ran 4 miles on Tuesday, since I had run a 14-mile long run last weekend. Just taking it easy. Monday was a rest day. Tuesday I ran twice, in the morning for 5, and then later in the afternoon for 3. Thursday was a cross-training day. I did 35 minutes on the elliptical machine, and then did some strength training, which I had also done on Tuesday. And Friday, I ran 5 miles. And now we come to today, long run day. See, the best part of training this week, I'm happy to report that I stuck to my schedule. That in itself is a pretty good thing. Toughest part of this week, same struggle I have. That's getting myself to bed so I get plenty of sleep. I imagine that's something I'm going to be working on the whole time I'm training. Today's long run course takes me up and down Lockwood Boulevard. Just one lap around, so to speak, is an 8-mile track. That's it for my report. Everybody have a great training week. I'll check in with you next week. It's Marathon Chris, week 16 of the Marine Corps Marathon Training Program. And I think week 13 for Fidipa Nation's Worldwide Half Marathon Training. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Richard Priest from Hemingford, Quebec, Canada. And today is Tuesday, the 3rd of July. And I wanted to congratulate Marathon Chris, Kevin Bonks, and Nigel on your effort for putting together the Extra Mile podcast. Great idea. Very happy to see that podcast. I guess I consider myself a bit of a friend of Nigel. And the Marathon Chris, you and I have something in common, although you probably don't know it. Anyway, quickly, I've been running for about 5 years, I guess more like 4 years, 4.5 years. And I've entered and completed probably a half dozen half marathons. I've also done, you know, a handful of 10Ks and 5Ks. And in January, I completed my first marathon, which was the Disney Marathon, which is where Marathon Chris comes into the picture. Chris, I realize you did that marathon as well, and I believe it was possibly your first marathon. And anyway, it'd be great at one point to speak to you directly about this, having shared the same course on the same day. Who knows, maybe even we bumped into each other and met. Anyway, it was my first marathon and I found it very difficult, but I enjoyed the experience. Presently, I am training for three races. The first one is the Montreal International Marathon, Half Marathon, 10K, etc. And I'm going to be doing the half marathon. That takes place on the second week, I believe it's the second weekend in the month of September. Second thing I'm training for is the Fidipidation Worldwide Half Marathon, which I am organizing a small road race in my hometown of Hemingford, which is south of Montreal, Quebec. And I'm going to be organizing a half marathon 5K challenge. And the third race that I'm training for, which I guess I'm not in full training yet, but I will be hopefully soon, is the Philadelphia Marathon. So that would be my second marathon, and that takes place, I believe it's the 15th or the 18th of November, anyway, the second or third week of November, and I'm looking forward to that. So I'm not in full marathon training yet. I have been running probably 40 kilometers, 40 to 45 kilometers for the past month and a half to 2 months, and just recently, actually last week, I upped the mileage to 60 kilometers plus, which is where I'm planning on maintaining 60 kilometers for at least another few weeks, and then I'm going to up it to probably 75 kilometers. So if you want to know what that is in miles, you divide by 1.6. So right now I'm running about 38 to 40 miles a week, roughly. Training so far is going well. I find myself a little heavier than I'd like to be, and I will keep you guys up to speed on my progress. Right now I weigh 202 pounds and I'm just over 6 feet tall. My weight that I would like to be at is about 192 or so really I'd like to lose 10 pounds. When I did my marathon back in January, I was at 195. And you see, I've gained 7 pounds since then, which is not a good thing. And so I'm going to try and I'm going to work hard on my running and my diet, and I'll keep you guys posted on my progress. Anyway, I just wanted to say congratulations, and I'll send you a little audio tapes from now and then about what I'm doing for my training and how it's going, the good points and the bad points. Take care once again. Congratulations to Nigel, Kevin, and Chris. Take care.
Good morning, fellow runners. My name is Jim, and I'm a runner. Today is July 3rd. I'm a little over 3.5 miles into a 10-mile run. I live in Omaha, Nebraska, USA. And today I'm running in in Iowa across the river to your Council Bluffs on what's called the Wabash Trace Trail. It's a rails to trails conversion, crushed limestone, and anytime I get into double digits, 10 or more miles, I like to run on the surface rather than the concrete. For you see, I'm 56 years old. I've been running for over 30 years. So, from time to time, I will try to record a sound file and send it in, not only to the Extra Mile, but also to Nigel's Running from the Reaper podcast, and then the other podcast that I religiously listen to, like so many of you others, and that is Fidipa Nations. Like I said, 30 years plus of running. I'm not a talented, gifted runner. All my times, all my PRs, I guess, are the result of nothing more than hard work. And the whole idea, I guess, of the Extra Mile podcast is to help people as they train for the worldwide half. I really, really hope that after the worldwide half, the podcast will continue, because there's just not enough, in my opinion, really good running podcasts out there. So, this is my initial sound file. Nigel said, keep them short, 2 to 3 minutes. Well, I can't do that. So I'll just go ahead and end this one now and provide some more input down the line. And of course, all the input that I do provide will be based upon all my years of experience. So, hey, great job on the initial podcast. Wish you three all the best for future podcasts. This is Jim, and I'm a runner. Goodbye.
Tell me something. So you're running a half marathon this fall or a full marathon? Are you doing your long runs already? And if so, how far are you running? What pace are you running them at? You get into the track, you're doing quarter mile, half mile intervals, mile intervals, and what pace are you doing those at? What about your tempo runs? How about hill training? You doing any of that? Well, if you're like me, you've got a lot more questions than you have answers. And it seems to me that if you want to do this thing right, we ought to all pick a goal and then work backwards so that our training helps us meet that goal. I guarantee if you ask Steve Runner what his goal is for his next marathon, he will tell you he wants to break 4 hours, so that everything he does in his training is in preparation to break 4 hours. Well, like I said, if you're like me, you have a lot more questions than you have answers. So the Extra Mile podcast is stepping up and going to give you the opportunity to ask those questions and get answers to them. We have gotten John Ellis to agree to be our personal trainer for the Extra Mile podcast. So all you have to do is send us either an audio file or a email, and we will make sure John gets a hold of those and get you some good answers back so that you can adjust your training to meet the goal. So get over to our website, TheExtraMilePodcast.com. Send us an email, send us an audio file with your questions, and we'll get them to John, and we'll get them on an upcoming episode. Well, that's it for episode number 2 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Have a good week of training, please make sure to stop over and see us at theextramilepodcast.com. Drop us your audio comments, your emails. And until next week, don't forget to do the extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the show. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramile2007@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramile2007@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the Extra Mile Podcast.
Think global.
Think global.
Think global.
From Jerusalem to Japan, from Australia to Oslo, all over the world at the very same time, someone will be running with you.
In Spittle in the Street, Lincoln, England.
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
In Scotland.
Join a global community of runners and participate in this free, non-commercial, worldwide event that celebrates the joy of running with the challenge of a road race.
Run local.
Run local.
Run local.
Share your local experience with a global audience of friends and fellow runners in the Fitipidations Worldwide Half Marathon and Kick the Couch 5K Road Race. It's the Fitipidations Worldwide Half Marathon. To learn more, go to worldwidehalf.com. Think global, run local.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.